This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Consumer trends continue to evolve and change, especially during a global pandemic. On our PDPW Producer Tuesday, we hear from Charlie Arnott, the CEO of the Center for Food Integrity, also president of Look East. He says the consumer shifts and changes have presented challenges and opportunities.
We think about the fact that consumers are almost developing an individual food philosophy, that we have the ability now to integrate whether it is a specific diet or a set of beliefs or preferences or social concerns. We can integrate that into our purchasing decisions and find a brand or a set of brands that are aligned with my personal food philosophy. And so that creates some challenges, but it also creates opportunities. The other big shift we've seen that probably impacts dairy and others, particularly at retail, is SKU rationalization, beginning to condense the number of items that they carry, right? So if you were to go into the soft drink aisle, you may have seen caffeine-free diet cherry Coke, right? And all of these different fruit flavors of Coca-Cola. Today, you're going to get Coke, Diet Coke, caffeine-free Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke, Coke Zero, and that's about it, right? So they're reducing the number of items that they are offering. And they did that at the beginning of the pandemic just to reduce the number of out of stocks that they were going to experience. And what they've discovered, both at retail and within the manufacturing sector, is they can be more profitable in doing it that way. And so we're going to continue to see the consolidation of SKUs and fewer offerings. Now, why is that relevant to dairy? Because the dairy case really needs to continue to look to innovate and to continue to innovate, particularly with fluid milk. So as retailers continue to rationalize the SKUs, the competition for shelf space is going to continue to increase. And so it's going to require more creative innovation, perhaps some direct-to-consumer, perhaps some other market channels that you may need to consider as you think about how you're going to move forward and continue to engage.
Comments from Charlie Arnott, CEO of the Center for Food Integrity, who says when it comes to consumers, there are those that are doing well financially and those that are going to need obvious assistance.
And so we're seeing a desire for premium products and value. And companies like Aldi and Instacart are all now supporting SNAP. So if you are getting supplemental nutrition assistance, you now have the ability to have those delivered directly to you, just like anyone else would. And so we're seeing the whole value segment continue to receive a lot of focus because there are a lot of people there. On the other end of that spectrum, we're seeing people who are really interested in premium products. So whether that's high-end cheese or high-end other kinds of dairy products, whether it's ice cream, people are really looking for that high premium product because they want some kind of way to celebrate, to enjoy, to reward themselves, to feel good about what's going on in these dark winter days. And so you've got opportunities to really compete and to do more at either end.
He says consumers are now more conscious about what they're consuming, both for their personal health and for the environment.
It is particularly true with Gen Z and millennial, but it extends beyond that because the interest in immune health, particularly as a result of the pandemic, is spread across all demographics as a result of the pandemic. So it's a combination of what can I eat and what vitamins can I take? What other kind of supplements can I ingest in order to maximize my nutrition and my health? So that's across all segments. So that's the better for me piece of it. And then there's also the better for the planet piece. What can I consume that's going to reduce my carbon footprint? And so people are wanting to know, what can I do to have a positive impact on the planet? And what can I do to have a positive impact on me? Now, they begin to integrate that into their decision-making when it comes to selecting, preparing, and eating food. So as we think about that, what can dairy producers and dairy managers do to help give consumers that permission to believe to continue to consume dairy products? What is dairy doing to be better for the planet? Talk about all the work that we're doing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, to improve the environmental footprint, to actually contribute positively to carbon sequestration, to other things that are happening across the dairy sector to be better for the planet. And to tell that story, not in a technical way, not in a defensive way, not in an aggressive way, but to use the power of the farmer and the dairy producer to engage in that conversation, to do a better job of telling that story.
That's Charlie Arnott, CEO of the Center for Food Integrity and also president of Look East. Those were comments from a Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety by heading to pdpw.org. And our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.